Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says the state, again, has access to more than $2 billion of federal money that had been frozen by the Trump administration. For WHYY, Tom Reese reports, Shapiro filed a lawsuit over the money 2 weeks ago.
The Biden administration had set aside $2.1 billion for green energy and environmental projects, including abandoned mine cleanup and capping old gas wells. Trump froze that money shortly after taking office. But Shapiro said it was released days after he attended a White House event where he spoke with senior Trump officials. Shapiro did not discuss specifics on those conversations, but he said he, quote, urged them to follow the law and honor their agreements.
As a result of that direct engagement last week, our funding is unfrozen. They are now following the law, and we will continue to press our case.
Shapiro also said he works well with Republican Attorney General Dave Sunday, although Sunday was not involved in the lawsuit. 22 other state AGs had sued to reverse Trump's funding freeze last month. I'm Tom Reese, reporting from Harrisburg.
Pennsylvania Education Department Secretary Carrie Rowe told the State House Monday the Trump administration is causing deep uncertainty for education officials. Pittsburgh area House member Emily Kincaid asked whether the state is prepared if the Trump administration axes the Federal Department of Education. Rowe said the state is studying options but depends on $1.6 billion in federal money on programs like those that help educate lower-income students or students who have disabilities. Republicans stressed that Donald Trump wants federal money to go directly to states in the form of grants. Our news partner 6ABC reports a suspect is in custody after a shot was fired at police Monday night in the East Germantown neighborhood of Philadelphia. Police say a driver, who officers stopped for traveling with expired plates, got back into his vehicle and continued for a few blocks before jumping out of the car and running. During a chase, the man pulled out a gun and fired a shot at officers, who say no one was hit and police did not return fire. That's according to investigators. Police say the officers wrestled the suspect to the ground and took him into custody. The scrapyard that was the site of a four-alarm fire in South Camden, New Jersey, Friday, had a history of environmental violations. In recent years, state officials have cited the facility run by EMR for failing to comply with permits and releasing smoke and other contaminants into the air in amounts that pose a potential threat to the public health. Ben Sirocco is a volunteer with Camden for Clean Air who lives a few miles away from the facility.
You don't necessarily want to live right next to it the same way you wouldn't want to live next to a landfill.
Around 100 people evacuated their homes because of Friday's fire. EMR says the cause of the fire was a lithium-ion battery that was improperly sent to the facility.